and in this wise I let them fighting dwell, and forth I will of Theseus you tell. The destiny, minister general, that executeth in the world over all the purveyance that God has seen before, so strong it is that, though the world had sworn the contrary of a thing by yea or nay, yet sometimes it shall fallen on a day that falls not eft within a thousand year. For certainly our appetites here, be it of war, or peace, or hate, or love, all is this ruled by the sight above. This mean I now by mighty Theseus, that for to hunten is so desirous, and namely at the great heart in May, that in his bed there dawneth him no day that he nis clad and ready for to ride, with hunt and horn and hounds him beside. For in his hunting has he such delight, that it is all his joy and appetite to be himself the great heart's bane, for after Mars he serveth now Daene. Clear was the day, as I have told ere this, and Theseus, with all joy and bliss, with his Hippolyta the fair queen, and Emily clothed all in green, on hunting be they ridden royally, and to the grove that stood full fast by, in which there was a hart, as men him told. Duke Theseus the straight way has hold, and to this land he rideth him full right, for thither was the hart wont have his flight, and over a brook, and so forth on his way. This duke will have a course at him, or tway, with hounds such as that him list command. And when this duke was come unto the land, under the sun he looketh, and anon he was ware of Arcite and Palamon, that fought and bream as it were bulls too. The bright swords went in to and fro so hideously that with the least stroke it seemed as it would fell an oak. But what they were, nothing he knew what. This duke his courser with his spurs smote, and at a start he was betwixt them two, and pulled out a sword, and cried, "Woe, no more! On pain of losing of your head, by mighty Mars, he shall anon be dead that smiteth any stroke that I may see. But telleth me what mister men you be, that be so hardy for to fight in here, without in judge or other officer, as it were in a lists royally." This Palamon answered hastily, and said, "Sir, what needeth words more? We have the death deserved both too. Two woeful wretches be we, two caitiffs, that be encumbered of our own lives. And as thou art a rightful lord and judge, ne give us neither mercy nor refuge. But slay me first, for Saint Charity. But slay my fellow eke as well as me. Or slay him first, for though thou knowest it light, this is thy mortal foe, this is Arcite, that from thy land is banished on his head, for which he has deserved to be dead. For this is he that came unto thy gate, and said that he hight a Philostrate. Thus has he japed thee full many a year, and thou hast made him thy chief squire. And this is he that loveth Emily. For since the day is come that I shall die, I make plainly my confession, that I am Thilke, woeful Palamon, that has thy prison broken wickedly. I am thy mortal foe, and it am I that loveth so hot Emily the bright, that I will die present in her sight. Wherefore I ask death and my due eyes. But slay my fellow in the same wise, for both have we deserved to be slain.